3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Monday, May 26th, 2008. It's now about 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. I've just returned from Denver, Colorado, the Libertarian National Convention, which, in fact, is still going on as we speak. And I cut it short by one day so that I can get back and do other things. We got most of the work done, the important work done, and I'll give you a briefing on that. But before we start, I'd like to encourage everyone to please call in. I know it's early in the morning, and this is a special broadcast because we normally broadcast on Sunday evening, but I was flying at that time. So this is a special broadcast on Monday morning, and we will be broadcasting again on Thursday morning as usual, and then we'll be in our regular time slot. So I apologize for that inconvenience. I also I'd like people to call in to 646-652-4620. This is open mic night. So please call in. We'll be talking a little bit about the healthcare in England. I received an interesting email from England on healthcare with an interesting perspective, and I'm going to read part of that to you and then make commentary on it. All right. Before we start, I'd like to encourage everyone to get educated on economic issues. Oh, by the way, call in 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620. 4620. Also, you may send your comments to us anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I encourage everyone to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, my2centsonline.com. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. And folks, no one has to tell you, things are getting kind of rough out there. He also has a published on the email a free newsletter, which I think is the very, very best in the business, as well as a subscription newsletter, which is only about $39 to $49 a year, well worth subscribing to. I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Okay, now let's get down to business here. I'm a little rusty because I've been away for a little while, and I feel a little discombobulated because I've just literally been on the run. Got in real late last night, but it was a fabulous, absolutely fabulous convention. This is the first national convention that I had attended, and I was reluctant to do so because I had been so busy. I didn't know whether or not I should attend in the first place. I didn't have the time for it. I am so pleased that I went. It was an experience of a lifetime. The entire convention was done so well that I was so impressed. Folks, when I listened to the Democrat and Republican debates on television, I feel embarrassed for America. You sit there and you squirm. You sit with stupid questions, what inane answers, and you're embarrassed. And if you're not embarrassed, you're angry, or at least frustrated. I was proud to be there. I was proud to be a Libertarian. It was just a fabulous experience. Former Congressman Bob Barr was selected as the Libertarian nomination for presidency of the United States. And one of my favorites, Wayne Allen Root, was selected as vice president, actually nominated by Bob Barr. I think they will make a fantastic ticket. They will place the Libertarian Party make it very visible for the first time. Now, both are relatively new to the Libertarian Party. In fact, Bob Barr was a Democrat. And I'm sorry, he was a Republican. Now, I did spend some time with Mike Gravel. Mike Gravel, I think there were about 11 to 12 candidates there. Mike Gravel came in fourth. He had to concede. But it was a fantastic experience. I got to meet so many people. When you're amongst people who talk about liberty and the essence of liberty, Paul Jacobs was there of the Oklahoma Three. They were arrested for legally petitioning in the state of Oklahoma for ballot access. It's just an absolutely fantastic experience. I got to finally meet Steve Cubby. He was on our radio show. I will discuss in detail the National Libertarian National Convention this coming Thursday morning. I'm anxious to do so. It's actually not over. It goes through this evening, and I want to gather my thoughts regarding that. I want to find out all the final results and whatever, and I'll report them to you on Thursday morning. But right now, I'd like to gear up once again, get the station going again. You know, we were off on Sunday evening. I don't ever like to miss our regular routine, and I did so because I was in route, and there was no way for me to broadcast at that time. But I'd like to start this program by talking a little bit. Let me just backtrack a little bit. When you are at this convention, you get the true essence of what liberty means. When these gentlemen and women, there was two women, there was Christine Smith and Mary Ruart, debating as well and running for the nomination. When they talk about liberty, you get to understand what that means. We do not understand freedom and liberty. We have been indoctrinated. And when you hear these people speak, you get chills. And it's none of this euphemistic, you know, audacity of hope crap. They talk specifics. And it is just so enlightening. It is so encouraging. I very rarely go to convention, come back, and just is absolutely inspired. I am so proud, and I'm so lucky that 20 years ago or 30 years ago, whatever it was, I walked into a Libertarian meeting and listened to Libertarian philosophy for the first time. And I knew the very first time that I heard it, this is what we should all know. This is what we should all be doing. I cannot describe in words what that does to a person. Anyway, on to our show. I received a wonderful email. I mean, a terrific email. Very long. I will not read the whole thing. From Tony. He's writing from England. And he brings up an excellent point. He talks about the marvels of the free healthcare system. And I want to read some of this to you. He says here, There is a television channel here in Britain which is the government's official propaganda medium. And its news broadcasts invariably contain pieces with headlines along the lines of, a committee of experts has warned that the obesity epidemic is costing the national healthcare system, the NHS, an X dollar amount of billions or trillions of pounds, or a panel of physicians has warned that smoking-related illnesses cost the NHS so many zillions of pounds, you know, etc. Of course, the only answer to this problem, which is the same television channel invariably promotes, is taxes. More taxes. More taxes on alcohol, cigarettes, and anything that may cost the NHS more money. Even on candy. Now, what he is saying is that there's a leeching effect. And what happens in England is that now they have sort of free health care, which is not free. People are taxed up to their eyeballs for it. Everyone is forced to pay. Everyone is forced to pay whether they want to or not. And as the cost, Tony, I want to thank you very much. Please just send me your email address, and I think you already have, and I will send you a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt. I certainly appreciate all the effort you did in outlining this. And he goes on to say, I won't read it because it's quite lengthy. He goes on to say, we can no longer live our lives as we please. We must now adjust our lifestyles to the demands of the experts and the NHS. And this same channel never tires of reminding us that we must eat 5 pieces of fruit and vegetables per day, exercise and recycle and minimize our carbon footprint. And this pervasive, ubiquitous, collectivist agenda is constantly being enforced on the unwilling citizens in the form of yet more taxes, more regulation, more legislation, tougher penalties, etc. We are being turned into obedient children. You see, because healthcare is free, basically, I mean, it's the government is paying for it, they have one interest. They want you to die as soon as you can so they can pay less, number one, and they need to collect as many taxes as possible, and they need you to do things that reduce the cost. So if you're eating too much candy and it's causing candy is maybe a cause of diabetes because of all the sugar in it, then what you need to do is eat less candy. Well, that may affect the candy industry. Well, what they do then is they tax the candy industry to collect more taxes to pay for the healthcare system. I mean, the system has gone totally amok. Here we have a centralized agency now controlling our lives in every single way. You must be obedient. You must beat to the drum. You must go to the drum. You must dance to the drum. Because if you don't, you'll cause the system more money, and yet that means more taxes, and more taxes is unpopular for the politicians, so they prefer you change your lifestyle to comply with the government program. Folks, that is the unintended consequence of a nanny state, an unintended consequence of a country taking over something they have absolutely no business being in. This is what the Democrats want. The Democrats want some sort of national health care. It sounds so attractive. Well, if it was so attractive, why didn't we do it in the first place? Why would anyone be against national health care? Well, the problem with that is that once the state gets involved in it, the cost of health care rises. Once the cost of health care rises, then the state's got to do one of two things. Either it has to start another war so we can kill off people so that we can pay less, you know, or they got to hope that you drop dead real soon because they can't afford you anymore. I mean, the state has a very selfish interest in this thing. They want to make sure that your life is run according to the tax structure. And our tax structure basically is controlling our social behavior. It's a real mess, folks. It's a real, real mess. I want to just go on and read this. Of course, this disgusting propaganda channel is the BBC, the state-owned television channel, for which every citizen must pay, if he wishes to own a TV set. Now, listen to this. If you want to own a TV set, you know, you've got to listen to the BBC. Even if you do not watch the BBC, you must pay a television license fee, which goes to the BBC. And this fee costs the equivalent of about $260 a year. In this way, every citizen, whether he watches the BBC or not, whether he agrees with its collectivist propaganda or not, whether he is disgusted with the BBC or not, must pay the BBC for the privilege of owning a TV set and watching the other 50 private channels that are freely available without asking a penny. This is collectivist television for the people. It's a pity. Thatcher didn't get rid of it when she could. And I am sure that if she would happen to watch one of its news broadcasts today, she would only feel sorry she didn't. Thank you for reading this letter. Let me end with one quotation from a beautiful book I have been reading. It says, "In every possible way, with no valid objection, the solution for economic problem is capitalism. Yours, Tony." Tony, thank you so much. Folks, we have been indoctrinated since we are children in government schools. Government schools must indoctrinate us to accept this collectivist mentality. Because if we don't, we would be rioting in the streets. We do not understand the concept of liberty. Liberty, what I heard this week, and it's very true. Liberty is freedom from government, because we are the governors. We are the government. Freedom from government, that is liberty. But yet we look, the Democrats and the Republicans constantly look toward government for every solution. Isn't it amazing? And I find this absolutely astounding, that we look to the government, which is composed of bureaucrats who are attorneys, to solve our oil crisis. Think about that. We have an oil crisis. Instead of going to the oil companies, we vilify the oil companies, who are the ones, the experts, the ones producing the oil, the ones that give us oil in the first place, at still a relatively inexpensive price, by the way, folks. Worldwide, we have some of the cheapest oil in the world, and yet we vilify them and we vindicate the very government that causes the high prices of oil. The unintended consequences of what our government does to our economy, it could never be overstated. What we need to do is we need to totally dismantle the entire system of education that we have today. You know, I've preached this on my radio program. We need to get rid of our education system as we have it. Our education system is nothing but an indoctrination system of memorizing a lot of crap that we can never use. Is destroying the minds of our children. I mean, the marvelous minds, the inquisitive minds of our children. And what do they come out? They come out like robots. They can't find a job because the information that they attain in school and high school is worthless. And they are never able to develop their own talents. If they are, they're punished. Just like the citizens of this country and the citizens of England and the citizens of Europe and the citizens of Russia are punished for not abiding by the rules of their particular government and school system. I think the whole thing is a shame. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. I invite you to call in. This is Liberty Talk Radio, 646-652-4620. This is a special broadcast because I was traveling last night. And we will have our regular scheduled broadcast again on Thursday morning, which we will review the Libertarian National Convention. Okay. The unintended consequences of the nanny state in every single program cannot be overstated. I had a conversation with my son's future wife, his fiance, wonderful gal. She works for the EPA, and she knows how screwed up the government is and how difficult it is to get anything done. And she says, well, you know, you really need government. I said, and we went, why? And she said, well, take the food industry. What would we do without, what would we have to do without the FDA? Look what would happen. People would, there would be drugs out there that weren't approved, and people would take them and they would die. And I said, you know, what we need to do is really look through the process. I said, how does the drug get in the hands of a person in the first place? Well, she said, well, if there's no FDA, then, you know, you can just buy the drugs any place and people would take them and die. I said, now, would you do that? I mean, would anyone go to a store and say, well, let's see, I have gout or I have this and that. I'll just take some of this and see what happens. I may die. I don't know idea what it does, but I'll take it anyway and see what happens. Oh, geez, look at that. I got sick. You know, we don't do that. That's ridiculous. I said, let's not make too many assumptions. Let's assume that we still would go to a doctor and there's no FDA. All right. And we would go to a doctor for a prescription. I said, how would that work? She said, I don't know. I said, well, think about it. You're a doctor, right? And a pharmaceutical rep comes to you and says, hey, doc, I got a pill here that's great. This little green pill, it cures everything. No problem. You, as a doctor, would you just take that pill and start prescribing it to your patients? She said, well, no. Why not? Well, she said, I don't know what's it. I said, yeah. What do you need the FDA for? And she, you know, she thought for a second. She said, well, I don't know what's in it. I said, it's like my point. The doctor doesn't know what's in it. He's not going to buy it. She said, well, someone's got to certify that, you know, that this pill does what it does. I said, you're right. It still has to be proven, but it doesn't have to be done by the FDA. I said, are you telling me in a free enterprise society, a pharmaceutical company is going to put out a pill and say, hey, Bob, you know, this pill will kill people, but screw it, we'll make a lot of money? I mean, what would happen? First person, it takes the pill, person dies, company sued, guy goes to jail. I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. There's your checks and balances. I mean, if the guy is in business, if a person is in business to make money, why would he make something that would harm his patients, his customer? It doesn't make any sense. Now, will people die or will people get sick by taking a pill or some medication? Absolutely. But are they being sick? Are they being rendered sick today? Are they dying today? Absolutely. Something like 500 people a year die just from taking Tylenol. And I don't mean ODs or anything like that. I mean people die from taking aspirin every year. In fact, I saw an interesting chart that had something like 575 people a year die from taking a regular dose of Tylenol because the system can't take it for whatever reason. I mean, you can't test everything in the lab, right? And yet no one dies from taking marijuana. Marijuana is the one that's controlled substance that you can't buy, not even for medical reasons. I mean, it's insane. The whole thing is insane. Now, if you're a doctor, would you only buy from a pharmaceutical rep, from a pharmaceutical company, that you were sure that this is top quality stuff? And right now, the FDA basically holds everyone's harmless almost, don't they? Well, if the FDA approved it, you know, and everything, the papers were in order, and everyone dies when they take it, tough patootie, you know, the FDA, sue the FDA, you're not going to sue the government. But if there was no FDA, the pharmaceutical company and the doctor, right, and the doctor, remember, and the doctor and the pharmaceutical rep, and everyone in that line is subject to lawsuit and maybe imprisonment. Boy, is that a check. Now, I have an industrial health testing company. I mean, I'm not controlled like a pharmaceutical company. Oh, there's regulations and all this other stuff. Now, when I go out there, since I'm unregulated, do I go out there and harm everybody? No, we make certain that everything we do not only is according to procedures, but exceeds everything. We make sure everyone is super safe, super that. Why? I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be sued. I mean, it's tough enough making a living. You can imagine trying to make a living and getting sued and being in jail at the same time. Ain't going to work, folks. So what we need, really, to keep me in check, because I'm a mean, you know, money-grubbing businessman, what I need, the government needs to do, you know, is have some sort of agency controlling me. But of course, once they control me and I go wrong and everything goes hell in a handbasket, hey, I followed the rules and regulations, man. Don't blame me. Blame the government. You know, and she stood there and she actually thought for a while. She said, and she didn't have an answer. Well, people never want to admit that they're wrong and saying, well, you're right and I was wrong. But she stood there and she said, I said, just think of it. If you were a doctor, would you take the pill, the medication? She says, no. From the pharmaceutical rep. She says, no, I wouldn't do that. Would you prescribe it to your patients? No. I says, there's your checks and balances. Now, there may be a private agency, someone that you respect that does it. I said, but more people die because the FDA is more concerned with covering themselves and making sure that nobody gets sick at all on any drug. Because what is the incentive for the FDA, for example? Again, we're talking about government largesse, huh? The FDA, what is their incentive to put a pill out, to put a medication out in the market? Safety. Not safety for the patient, safety for themselves. They have no incentive to do that. Their incentive is to keep it from the marketplace because they don't get paid according to the number of people that they save. They just get paid by the number of lawsuits that they could prevent. So people die because of the FDA. Isn't that a shame? Because of government regulation, people die because bureaucrats want to save their job. Because that's their incentive. Has anyone in the FDA ever been fired because they were too cautious? All they have to say is, well, you know, we just wanted to make sure. We just wanted to make sure. We didn't want to take any gamble. No, they would get, they would become the president. You know, they would get increases in pay. They would get a bigger bureaucratic job because they're safe. They're keeping the government safe. But of course, they don't say they're keeping the, they're protecting their own self. They say they're protecting the consumer, and that's their ultimate job. What a bunch of crap. Folks, we need to get government off of our back. We need to shrink government. We need to rethink liberty. We need to redefine what freedom really means. We need to vote libertarian. Okay, boy. This was a tough thing, you know, when you get back like this from a train, a plane ride and all that stuff, your mind is goofy. I can't get myself going today. You know, maybe I need another cup of coffee. Who knows? But this is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support. We'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. And remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're doing something about it. You are striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground, folks. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until Thursday morning, 6:30 a.m., this coming May 29th at 6:30, we'll talk about the Libertarian National Convention. Until then, stay well. Stay tuned. This is Joe Cristiano, your host of Liberty Talk Radio. Please let me hear from you. Comments at libertytalkradio.com.